Book of Revelation, chapter 12. And let's read the whole chapter. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads, and his tail drew the 3rd part of stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child, who was to rule all nations with the rod of Aaron. And her child was caught up unto God and to the throne, and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and it prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I hear a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell on them. Woe to the inhabitants, of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly unto the wilderness, unto her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, thank you. We bless you, magnify you. We adore you. Come before the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips and put verses and statement to help us to understand your word. This your word will be a nourishment for our body, our God, and soul and spirit, and our mind, to increase our faith and trust in you, that we are not alone, but you are Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the rest of your host of mighty angels to support us, to help us in our life, in our mission, our perseverance in serving you. God, I pray, let your message bring clarity and understanding, that people get saved, and let people get drawn near to you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, take the message, make it reach those who are in need of this word of yours. Let be healing, hope, wholeness, deliverance, provision, guidance and wisdom that come from you and through your grace. Thank you, God. We bless you and we magnify. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Here in this chapter, as we have read, we can see the supremacy of Christ in the spiritual battle that was going to take place, that is written, and will take place at the time of the tribulation, after the Lord will come and take away His church. And even on this time, the same spiritual battle, it is going on. We may not see it with our eyes, but it is there. The kingdom of devil of darkness fighting against the kingdom of God. But as we have seen here, as we have read, they will not prevail. Christ will prevail, and He will take us, He will take His church victoriously through all the tribulation, through all the hardship, through all the plans and the tactics and of the devil. He will be moving Christ, moving us forward to the place that He ordained for us, finally in the heavenlies with Him. It looks like here a drama, but it's not a drama. It's all spiritually. It goes into an explanation that encourages today. It say in the verse 1, and there will appear a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now here speak about a wonder. The first wonder that appears in this scene is the wonder, is something amazing, something that miraculous things, something that is not ordinary. That's where God showing Himself, declaring Himself. That great wonder was a woman. Woman could be the church of the Lord, could be Israel, the people of God. God the husband, we are His wife. Woman clothed with the sun. You see how the sun is great and powerful, but the majesty and the glory of God's church, God's people, those who follow Him, they have such same wonderful things, that the sun had clothed the woman. And not only glory, but the church today has even authority. You see that, and the moon under her feet. You just imagine the moon in the sky, but He is here in the vision, is under the feet of God's church. So how authority and how power God had given to His church. And upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. Now we know that number 12, speak about the Old Testament, it go along the 12 tribes of Israel. In the New Testament, the 12 apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that is the first wonder. God is showing who we are in Christ. And God is showing that even there are troubles ahead of us, but we are not alone. We are equipped with authority, with the glory, and with the splendor. And in verse 2, He gives more description. And she being with a child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. Now this woman was having a child, that it could be Mary, that she was pregnant with Christ, and giving birth to Him in pain and also travailing. And it could be also the church today, that is the wife of Jesus, that go and make disciples. Delivery for a woman is a very painful thing. making disciples and bringing godly children in the families to follow Christ is a painful, toiling process that needs persistent consistency till that person is fully mature, perfect in Christ. That is the responsibility of the church today. We are called to make disciples. We are called to give birth to a new followers of Christ by evangelizing and making disciples. And that is the wonderful things that God has entrusted to His church. But the devil also will oppose. We are not alone. The power of darkness is working. In verse 3 it says, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. Oh, there's another wonder. Who is that? Who is this another wonder or the second wonder? And behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. Who is this, the red great dragon? Who is he, this one? The devil. Have you seen the dragon sign? Many products? Yeah, that is the devil. That is the sign of the Bible. The dragon is the devil here. Now, let us look at it. Why he called it a wonder? Wonder in heaven. So he has a thought. He can move earth and heaven and hell up and down. Wonder in heaven. Having 7. How many heads he has? 7 heads. When you speak about head, what is in the head? Correct. What's in the head? Brain, knowledge. They have 7 heads. You know, when you stand with the people who are professionals, and when they speak about profession, they speak about their knowledge, whether medicine, whether engineering, whether building, whether technology, whether war, whether weapons, you are almost collapsing. Oh, how I can manage with all these things? 7 heads. We should not underestimate devil. He has 7 heads, knowledge, and 10 horns as power. What is the effect of the horns? Power, yeah? If the ox has no horn, he's powerless. The horn will give additional power, sharp and more penetrating. Yeah? 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Authority also. Dignity is there. That's why he called it another wonder. That's our enemy. He's a dragon. Peter called him a lion. The devil. But here, John, as he saw in the Revelation, he's a dragon. And his tail drew the third part of stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before, see here, he has a tail, 1/3 of the stars, he throw them onto the earth. You know, the 1/3 is the 1/3 of the demons, 1/3 of the angels who rebel against God. They were cast into the earth. That's why we are always in troubles. Sicknesses, cancer, troubles, evildoers, because demons are penetrating and fighting against God's church. That's why we need to pray and trust God. Putting on the full armor of God that we can stand in the day of evil one. And he said the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to deliver her child as soon as it was for to devour, her child as soon as it was born. The dragon was in front of the woman, not in front of God. Who is the woman? The church today. And the woman was about to give birth to a child, a new disciple. Or a godly family raising up a new child, newly born, to be raised up as a godly child. The devil was stood in front of him. And he will give the child mobile, and he will give him also TV, yeah, to spoil him. Every newborn child, God has a good plan for him. Amen? Amen. But the devil wants to destroy that child. You know revival? According to the scripture, when God wants to do revival, he raised up godly children. And that's what the devil does not like at all. Godly children mean godly leaders for God's church. So the focus of the devil was to get that new disciple, that new followers, that new godly child that's raised up by godly parents and godly church. And verse 5, and she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations. That most likely is the Lord Jesus Christ. A godly child, a man child who will rule all nations. Who will rule all the nations other than Christ? Amen. With a rod of iron, and her child was cut up unto God and to his throne. There. Christ came as a child, born as a child. He ruled the nations. Amen. And with the rod of iron, he's more powerful than the devil. And you see, he was caught up unto the throne of God. Christ came, died on the cross. He was buried. He resurrected from the dead on the third day. And after that, he ascended to heaven. He is now at the right hand of God the Father. That's what he said. Her child was caught up unto God, unto his throne. And let's see verse 6. Now here's the spiritual battle. Satan against God's church. Satan against Christ and his followers. Christ, after the victory, he went to heaven. He's at the right hand of God. Now, what the woman we need to do now? And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God that they should feed her. There 1,260 days. This is a period of 3.5 years. That's most likely the second half of the period of tribulation. And here the woman is, where she went, where she was caught, where she fled the woman, the church, where she went? To the wilderness. That's how we fight the devil. How we fight the devil today? We go to the worldliness, worldly things, parties and friends, and wasting of resources and life of wickedness. No, we move away from all these things. And we flee the evil desire of youth and go into the wilderness. And she say here, where she has a place prepared of God. So what is the good place that God has prepared for you? Is when you move from worldly things, immoralities, worldliness, friends in this world, window shoppings, going here and there and wasting time and resources, and move away into away from these worldly things, focusing on what God wanted to do. That is the place that God had to prepare for us. And you see here, and say that they should feed her. You know, when we move away into the wilderness, opposite worldliness, we'll be well fed. Amen? We'll be well provided. Amen? We will be well protected from the evil one and from the dragon and the devil. Because that's the place that God had prepared for us. And there was in heaven, verse 7, there was in heaven Michael and his angel fought against the dragons. Against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angel. There was spiritual battle. There will be spiritual battle at the time of the tribulation. Even now, there is a spiritual battle. The devil here, and who is fighting against him here? Michael the angel. The church today is engaging in a battle. The angel of God is fighting against the work of devil, fighting not only against the work of devil, but fighting against the devil himself. The meaning of Michael, who is like God. And if we go to the book of Daniel, Michael, the angel of God, according to the scripture, is the one to contend, to engage in a battle against the devil. Are we willing to stand firm? The angels of God will come and save us. Amen? The angel of God will fight for us. The Holy Spirit will fill us. The angel will move us and take us and fight the battle for us, if we are willing. In the book of Daniel, chapter 10, Daniel chapter 10, verse 13. We will read about Michael, the angel. Say, that's where here Daniel was in a vision where Christ appeared to him. Man, and he informed him that no one stood beside him in the battle except Michael, the angel. Verse 13, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, the angel, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. And verse 21 mention again about Michael. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael your prince. And that what we have read in the book of Revelation. Revelation 12 and verse 7. And there was war in heaven. You know there's war? Not all the people, they are speaking about World War III. There's already war in heaven. Michael is fighting seriously with God's church against the power of darkness. Do you know why we are able still not to exist? Because God is fighting for us. That is the scripture that I will read and I believe. I don't believe what I see with my eyes. I believe what the scriptures speak in God's word. Jesus already won the battle. We have the victory, but war is going on. And there was a war in heaven. And book of Revelation. Chapter, book of Daniel chapter 12. Say, and at that time that shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. You see, at that time, time of revelation, time of tribulation, the time when Christ will come and he took his church, and at that time, Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. That's what we have read in Revelation chapter 12. Book of Revelation chapter 11, we spoke about the great plan of God for salvation of mankind. Those who have been saved, they'll be delivered from the dragon. In Book of Judah, speaking about Michael the angel, Jude chapter 1 is only one chapter, sorry, Jude. Jude is the half a brother of Jesus, most likely. Jude, verse 9. Yet Michael the archangel went contending with the devil. So what is his ministry? To contend with the devil, to oppose him. Who contended with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. Does not bring against him a real accusation, but says, the Lord rebuke thee. Michael, the archangel, is to contend against the work of the devil. God is with us today, and coming days, after the time he will come and take us, and during the time of tribulation, the angel of God will work mightily in our midst so that the battle will continue. Amen. And the book of Hebrews. Hallelujah. Are you not happy that there's a God who will fight for us? There's a God who fight for me. I don't depend on my mind or my thought. I don't depend on my ability, but I depend on God. I depend on angels around me. The word of God says, the angel of God encamp around the people of God. That is the glory of God's church. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. That is the church of God today. Know yourself and know your enemy. That's how we need to stand. Firm in faith. Because we know the devil is a dragon, a prowling lion, devouring. But the promise of God is standing. The promise of the Lord is standing in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14. Jesus, thank you Lord. Hallelujah. O God, we magnify your name. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 say about the angels. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Amen. We are the ones, the heirs of salvation, right? By the blood of Jesus. Who's our servant? Who save us? The angels. Verse 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not about the angels, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for whom? For them who shall be heirs of salvation. Amen. Are you heirs of salvation of God? Raise up your hand. Let's all stand. Let's all stand. The angels will support us. Sometimes we are not aware. Sometimes they will take your car to protect. Sometimes they will take you. Sometimes they will take the airplane. Sometimes they will make bridges for you. We may not be aware, but God will send them to maintain His church and to give us victory. To this great God, let us pray for Him. Let us commit our life to Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for the revelations of yours and who you are in our lives. Commit yourself. Trust Him. We have read that the woman moved into the wilderness, not into the wilderness. God wants us to be away from wrong things, from sin, from the pleasure of this world, from temptations, from things wrong. We can't afford without such a promise, without angels around us, without the Holy Spirit, without guidance, without the guidance, the protection, and the provision of God. Let's commit ourselves. Then, Lord, I commit myself to follow you wholeheartedly, to walk in your ways. I trust you, God. As I move toward the wilderness where you promised that you will feed me, you will care for me, I trust you, God. I thank you and I praise you. I magnify your name. Let your word come true in my life, in the life of your church and your people. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. In Jesus' name.
Sending my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Sending my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art.
How great thou art, how great thou art.
shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim my God, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art! How great.
Bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all, in this name. Amen. Oh.
فخرنا لك حبنا يسوع لك حمدنا أنت برنا فيك فخرنا كفخرنا
آمين.